What's up, dudes? How's it going out there?
Hey, y'all.
It's me, Seth.
It's me, too, not Seth.
You have to announce your name. I was going to say it's you, Colby.
No, it's me, not Seth.
Okay.
Me, not Seth.
I mean, I assume
Minus Seth.
People should be able to figure
Minus
it out.
Minus Seth.
Like, if it's called Seth and Colby, if I'm Seth and you're not, they should be able to put it together. But it's the internet. There's no real way to know for sure.
No.
If people will actually be able to think, but
I think it's been proven that they can clearly not think.
Yeah, actually, you're right. And I think by this show, it's been proven.
Oh, and other places, but definitely this show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Y'all?
Maniche, thank you. Acid, thank you. Taylor, thank you. Drogan, you didn't say anything complimentary, so just welcome.
Yeah.
How you guys doing out there? Hey. Hope you're doing good. That was the new intro.
Yep, took me 5 years.
Well, some would say because it includes our entire history that it's been 12 years in the making, right? So you should actually say it took 12 years to make it.
12 years to make that.
Yeah, if you say that intro took 12 years to make and you just don't mention, like you leave it ambiguous that you personally didn't spend 12 years on it, you can really milk it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, how long did that intro take to make?
100 years.
It took 12 years to make that intro.
100 years.
It's been 84 years.
Back in the time of Christ. We started this show.
Christ is not. Did you say 12,000 or 1,200?
Either way, it's not the time of Christ.
Yeah, I'll have it next week, Colby. 5 years ago.
Yeah, I had it next week. It was there. It's here. We're done. It's done. Now I can start work on the 1,000 other things I have to do for this show.
Well, there's not that many things.
There's the Rapture Teeth intro.
I do want that.
I
do want that.
And then you got me on the rest of my list to do.
I do. Let's see here. Let's just take a gander at our to-do list.
Just a gonder?
Let's take a gonder at it.
Let's take a long gonder.
Okay, number one, remove the AET time from overlay. I do want that. I do want that. Stream offline image, I went ahead and did that for you.
You want that?
I went ahead and did that.
That's so not even...
That's completed.
Is it wrong? The AET?
No, it's not wrong. It is wrong. Like, okay, watch it. So 10 a.m. AET on Thursday. Technically, it's 10 a.m. on Friday in Australia. So technically, it is wrong. Also, no one from Australia has ever watched our show.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary. Let's just focus on here in Europe. Okay? All right. If Australia,
I have the program. I don't have the After Effects file for this overlay anymore. I'm sure I do.
I think it's in the drive.
I'm sure.
Right now, you uploaded it.
No.
There's a lot of AEP files in there called Overlay. A lot of them.
Did I put it in art? It might be in that art.
Yeah, because I was in there all morning because I made a new starting soon and a new offline screen.
Oh,
I took that
ya?
Off your plate, man.
Did ya?
So starting screwed, ending video update.
Starting scoon?
Yeah, done, completed. You want me to make it? You want me to turn it back to like not started? Sign to you?
No, I just
don't
like
make
the
fun
starting
of me.
Scoon, man.
I can't talk. All right.
Starting scoon. It's the
Watch
Seth
out.
And Scolby show.
All right, let's see. New video intro animation. This is it, right? This is the intro, right?
Yep.
Completed, dude. We can mark it off the list. Look at that.
That was added back on August 6th.
Look at...
You didn't give me the fucking intro, though, on August 6th. No way. He gave it to me in, November.
I think it was, late October, early November, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But that does mean that we've been talking about the video intro since then.
Yeah.
That does mean we've been talking about it since August. Mm-hmm. And it's finally done, man. It's finally done. Are you satisfied?
Yeah, man. It looks great. It's fun. It's great. It's fun.
I mean, when you sent it to me yesterday on Discord...
Mm-hmm.
What you said to me was, it'll do. That was...
I'm not super happy about it. But then again, my program sucks. It
what
updated,
do you mean?
So all the fancy tools, thankfully I did that, the 360 Seth and Colby intro
text
before it fucked over.
Okay.
Because I could not do that now.
What, they moved all the stuff around?
Well,
or
yeah,
all your plugins
really
stopped working?
Old extension for After Effects.
Gotcha.
And
so they
now
updated.
My After Effects updated.
Yeah. And all your old extensions stopped working?
Yeah.
Sucks, man.
So now I either have to buy new ones or never use them again, and I'm going with the second one.
There is a third option.
Hmm.
attaining it for free.
I did that already.
From people who sailed the great blue seas.
No, I did
that. You know?
Yeah. I've got a copy of that.
Okay.
That I'm waiting. Well, look, I went to go cancel my Adobe Creative Cloud subscription.
Okay.
Because I wondered, like, if it, I had another subscription for their stock photo
stuff. What happens if you cancel it? Like, does the program stop working?
Yeah, it will ask you to sign in and then won't get you past that.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay.
But anywho, so I thought there might be like a cancellation fee, so I went to go and see what the process was.
Okay.
So I could cancel, and then they were like, blah, 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 you sure you want to cancel? I'm like, yes. And they're like, here's a rate for you. We'll give it to you for 2 months for free.
Oh, really?
I was like, might as well fucking do that.
Yeah, 2 months,
so
yeah.
In 2 months, I'll see if that
what, doesn't
legally
your,
obtained copy works.
Doesn't your entire life revolve around Creative Cloud subscription?
Yeah.
How are you going to cancel that? What would you do?
I don't use anything in the cloud. The only thing I use it for is so the applications actually
right.
turn on.
But you need those applications to
yeah.
turn on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay for the subscription, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll
okay.
see. We'll see.
I mean, you asked me a while ago to do some research on how to not pay and still have... Mm-hmm. legal copies of the software,
yeah,
and
totally.
I did said research allegedly, mm-hmm. and there is no current version of it.
Well, either the one that I downloaded does not work, which probably is the case.
Well, I mean...
Probably, or...
Maybe the stuff I found was out of date.
It's just a crack, is what it said.
But everything is like CS6, the version I'm on.
I mean, I'll go back. I don't care. I'll go back.
I mean, that's what I use.
I'm tired
yeah.
of spending fucking $60
it's
a month.
Yeah, it's stupid, dude. It's stupid.
I was talking to this guy who has a really large graphic design team.
Okay.
And like 20 people.
Okay.
He said he pays about like $26,000 a year
yeah.
for Adobe products.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid. Especially since they don't work a lot.
No!
They suck.
Oh, do you know how many times my fucking Illustrator
oh, I bet.
Crashes?
All the time.
Oh, it pisses me off.
I bet.
Oh,
I bet,
it's the
dude.
The bane of my existence, man.
My, I use a program called Sketch.
I really should learn that.
Okay. Well, they're boning you now too, man.
Oh, really?
They're boning you now too. Here's what it does. So you buy it, $100, you get the software,
okay.
and then that gives you 1 year of updates.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't buy it again after the year, I think it's like half price or something, but it's like $50 a year after that point. You could still use the program, but it doesn't update ever again. So it's whatever patch you are currently on,
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. Like when I open it up, it says you are 14 updates behind on my thing. And I'm like, that's fine, dude. I'm 14 updates behind. I don't care.
Yeah, as long as it works.
It works. That's all I want.
I don't care. I know how to work the program I have now. That's all I need.
Well, see, you
that.
Messed up, though.
Mm-hmm.
You messed up because you got Adobe,
mm-hmm.
and you have the newest version,
yeah.
and then you're going to go back,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to downgrade, and it's not going to be as good,
it'll
and you're gonna miss some of those features. Me, because I refuse to ever pay in the first place, I don't know all the things I'm missing that are great.
Right.
I don't know what they're adding in the future because I didn't buy it.
I told Britt there's one feature. There's literally one.
What is it?
That would be in between what I have now and CS6.
What is it?
And it's if you have a box
okay.
and you want to make that corner round, there's like a little circle right here that you just click and then you drag that one thing out and it rounds it for
that
you.
It feels like that should have been something in CS6.
Oh,
sounds like something that should have been in Photoshop 2.
Yeah.
You know? That's all
and
I'm saying.
Now, if I go back, I'm going to have to use
it. Is it worth paying
quarter.
$60
no,
for that one feature?
I'll figure it out. I will figure it out, man.
Oh, man. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We've been talking about software. It's very entertaining. I'm sure
yeah.
you guys love it.
You all can relate, I'm sure.
Yes, but it's episode 150. It's a milestone, I guess. It feels like just yesterday we were doing episode 149, but it turns out it wasn't yesterday. It was 3 days ago.
It was 3 days ago.
Time flies, man, when you're having fun.
Yeah, 100, episode 100 feels like forever.
You were dancing for episode 100, man.
I know. Fuck that. That won't happen again.
We put a video of you dancing in the intro.
We
so
did.
every show
I dance.
You could see him dance if you really want to. Okay? Now, it's a little blurry,
it's
but I feel that's actually
some text, but it's there.
It's better for the audience than
also,
blurry.
Also, that clip is clipped, I'm sure, somewhere. So.
Well, yeah, all those clips are clipped. I clipped them all to get them into
the
intro.
Get the clips to clip them.
I'm just trying to say the word clip as many times as I possibly can.
Clip the clip. So clipping. The clip would be in the intro of
clipping.
Clips.
You clip
so
the clip.
You can see the clip that I clipped back
yes.
when it is clipped.
Yes, and you can
also,
clip me
now,
clipping
when
the clip.
I clipped it now, clip.
And we can clip this clip of us talking about clips that we clipped.
We could do that.
And we could put it on Instagram where all of our clipped clips live.
Bam.
Perfect, dude. Beautiful. Look at that.
I don't think that could have gone better.
We're going to re-listen to that, and it's not going to make any sense, what we just said. I feel like in our heads, we're like, dude, we're wordsmiths. But in real life, we just said the word clip several times. And
so much sense.
No one's going to know better. So.
It made sense.
How you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm better than fucking Thursday.
I know. That's good, because Thursday you looked like you were going
to
die.
I mean, last night I was also dying.
Okay.
It gets to a point, I don't know if it's like just throughout the day, like it just my health bar goes down.
Well, that's what
I'm assuming
most sicknesses,
that might be
right?
What it is.
Most sicknesses you get worse at night.
Last night my throat was killing me.
Yeah.
It's just annoying now. It's always been annoying. But now it's just really annoying.
I feel like you've been sick for 3 months.
Dude, I've been sick for 3 weeks.
I actually feel like you've been sick for 5 years.
It's been terrible, man.
Have you, like...
I haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, this whole last week. I should go tomorrow.
That's crazy, man.
Not tomorrow, Tuesday.
You're getting so fat, dude.
Yeah. Britt's like, we're starting our diet tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's her diet when she was getting slim before we started dating. So we're going to see what that entails.
Yeah, because she's a bathing suit person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Chris is that way too. They're like, we gotta look good in our bathing suits.
Yeah. I'm a guy who has to take a shirt off when you go anywhere. Basically, that's my
You don't
thing.
Have to do
that's
it.
My thing.
You
though.
Choose
I,
to do it.
I choose.
Girls
to do
don't really
right
have a choice.
Now,
you don't
not
have
good.
To do it.
So
I'm sure it's fine.
It's not great.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine, but it's not great.
You live in Kansas. You don't live in
I
Venice
don't give
Beach,
a
dude.
Fuck, man. I'm Chris Hemsworth wherever I go.
Oh, you are?
Or put a ball in my head.
Okay. All right, man. I didn't realize that standard was what you tried to...
That's what my life has been, man. And now it's not that, and now I'm depressed.
Why don't you pick, like, Christian Bale? Because then you could be, like, fat, and you'd be like, I'm Christian Bale in Vice. And then you could be ripped, and you could be like, I'm Christian Bale in Batman. And then you get to be Christian Bale no matter what.
No.
No, you got to go...
Did I say Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Thor. You're going with Thor. That's the standard you're holding yourself to, is the God of Thunder.
I mean, even still, he's not that ripped.
He's pretty ripped.
He's big, but he's not ripped. Ripped is like Wolverine after 30 days of not drinking water. Or
yeah, but you don't want to do that. That's very bad for you. Even Hugh Jackman himself says he doesn't want to do that anymore.
I'll do that.
I don't feel like you should. It's bad for your health.
I don't care, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to see veins.
Yeah, I see veins. Look, here's a vein. Look.
Yeah, but they like popped out of my arm.
Yeah, I can pop this one out.
When it does it.
Oh,
when
look at this that. Vein popping out right here, dude.
Yeah, see? You're more vascular than
I am
right now.
Yeah, dude, I'm vascular AF.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, man, I'm vascular, dude.
Do it. Bring back the hashtag bring back the vein.
Vascular would be a great band name.
Vascular.
We should start a band called Vascular, dude. It's just so metal, dude.
We got real good blood flow, man.
That's so metal.
We got real good blood flow.
Can we look? Let's see if Vascular is already a band. It's got to be, right? Vascular. Just look. Vascular. It's got to be. My veins pop out when I'm pissed. Does that count?
No.
Sorry, Taylor. Does not count. Yeah, here we got Vascular.
Ooh.
And then the Vascular Symphony. Those are the only two artists named Vascular. So Vascular,
we could
do it, man. We could be Vascular. Should our first song be called?
Blood Rain.
Dude, let's do it. Let's do
blood
it.
Blood Rain.
It'll just be Chocolate Rain, but it'll be metal, and we'll say blood.
Blood Rain. Coming down from the mountaintop. Blood Rain.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking we'd do like a country style.
You said it was Chocolate Rain. That was what I was doing.
No, I want to do a metal cover.
Blood Rain.
Vascular, first song is Sahara Money blood Drop. There we go, dude. There we go.
Morning, falling from the sky. Onto children. Creating corpses.
Oh my god. We'll just do that, right?
Yeah.
That'd be good. That's like a metal song.
Did you say blood rain raining down onto corpses?
No, it's Sahara Money Drop. So I said money raining down from the sky onto children creating corpses. So it's got to be Edgelord, dude. It's the only way to really, you know.
Creating corpses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what would you call it?
That works.
I mean, if money is killing children, what does it create? A child's corpse.
It does.
Yeah. So, see?
That's pretty dark. That's metal as fuck.
That's what, dude, our name's Vascular, metal, man. It's got to be metal.
It works.
It's got to be metal. A lot of child death in our songs, you know?
We could do that. 10 out of 10.
Taylor likes it. Taylor's on board. We know we're going in the right direction. She's never steered us wrong.
Yeah, child corpse is great. Great direction.
Child corpse is bad band name, just for the record. Oh my God,
good
dude.
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
No? No. Hey, what's up, Loyal? Good to see you. So we made a new intro. It took quite a while to find video clips. It took quite a while to find photos. I mean, we basically documented the entire creation of it on the show because I complained about having to find stuff, complained about how to make it work, and then you complained about having to do it.
Yep.
But I think I'm pretty proud of it, to be honest. How many of you, is there anyone in chat, do you guys want to see it again? Because we could definitely play it again if you guys missed it or you want to see the full thing. I usually don't do that because, you know, it'll play every week. But if anyone actually wants to see it again, let's say if three people say play the whole thing. Because it is 7 minutes long.
And it's quite a little bit.
And our audio listeners will not be able to comprehend it, really, because they can't see it.
I mean, they'll get the bits.
I mean, I think it works for audio. It's just better to see it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of visual.
Yeah, there's a few parts especially I think are pretty visual, but you know, or you could just watch it 7 minutes before every show.
Yeah,
you know,
just come early.
Yeah, just do that. Taylor says play it. Okay, we get one. Let's see if we get other people. Let's see. I don't think they want to see it. I think we wasted our time. Mm-hmm. I think we should have just thrown up a picture of our face and just been like, "Here you go, look at this."
Man.
You know, okay, Acid says play it. All right, we need one more.
Waste.
Oh God, my chair. And then Menace says waste of time. So
what a minutiae, man.
I mean, he's our tier 3 sub too, so we have to, you know, respect his opinion above everybody else's because we're sellouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Drogan says play it. Drogan says play. All right, there's three. Should we play it then, man?
Yeah.
All right.
Us 7 minutes of content.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything now for seven minutes. So just for a little background, I mean, there's not really a story that goes into this, but the whole idea is we go live, you know, 10 minutes. Okay, before the show starts. And so what we wanted to do was make an intro that filled up the majority of that time. So if you show up early and catch the beginning of the show, which we would like you to do, you're not bored out of your mind just staring at us standing.
With capes.
Right, which is what it was before, just 10 minutes of us standing. So this is an actual thing, and I figured, how do we fill a lot of time? And I thought, well, shows, we've known each other for 12 years. Let's show videos. Let's show photos. Let's use our fake announcer, Charles, to kind of narrate an audio history of, like, how I started, how Colby got into it, and then, you know, go into an actual intro of the show for the last couple minutes. It has some clips and stuff, so we're going to play it for you now. If you're listening on audio, you're just going to hear it. I'll probably upload this to YouTube. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't upload it to our YouTube page, or because it won't be in our VODs, because the VOD is just the show. So I figured I would just... I'll put it up on the YouTube page. So if you do want to go check it out at youtube.com/SethandColby, I'll probably upload that tonight sometime. So you can go check it out. But we're going to play it for you now if you hear a Twitch chat. Watch it. If you don't like it, turn it off. If you do like it, hogs in chat. Okay? So
hog money.
Hogs in chat. All right, here we go. Enjoy the new intro.
Oh, we're recording. Ah! My face has never looked more glorious.
Jingle all the way. Yeah, your microphone sounds fine.
Yeah. I'm not
Hello.
That loud.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Oh my God, my nose.
is going crazy.
What's with your nose today,
dude,
man?
I don't know, but I got a booger that just won't quit.
You got some poo-poo up in the biznaz?
No, that's not where poop belongs.
That's where my poop goes.
You need to seek help.
Wait, hold it right there. Nearly a minute in, and no mention of me, Charles? I've been around since the beginning. I mean, I'm not in the show anymore because I'm an obviously fake announcer voice, but I don't think that a history of Seth and Colby would be fully authentic if it wasn't narrated by me. Colby first became aware of Seth through his podcast, The Seth and Brian Show. Colby liked the podcast, and so he wanted to meet Seth. Little did Colby know that it would set him on a path that would change his destiny forever. By the time Colby was finally introduced to Seth some months later by a mutual friend, Seth and Brian had broken up, and Seth had began a new podcast called The Show. The show was Seth's attempt at a morning show, and Colby's personality filled a hole in the show, and eventually, in Seth's heart. Colby began podcasting on his own, starting the Colby and Colton Show. It was his own take on Seth and Brian's formula, and Seth loved it. He put it on his podcast network, Duo, and they released over 30 episodes. Eventually, due to personal issues, Seth quit the show and poached Colby from Colton. This is when the Seth and Colby Show was born. Here are the first infamous words ever uttered on the Seth and Colby Show.
So, does it mean that you're an extreme fatty? Like, does it mean the world is telling you you're fat when you go to McDonald's and they give you a Big Mac instead of a cheeseburger just without asking for one? Because I go there every day and they're like, this guy's really fat. Let's just upgrade him for free. He gives us more business than anyone in the entire world.
Yeah, it does mean you're extremely, overly, disgustingly fat.
Even if the first, quote, season of Seth and Colby Show was short-lived, Seth and Colby's friendship only grew stronger. After the failed resurrection of the show in 2009, Seth and Colby stayed as creative partners for many, many years, making it their mission to at least do one episode of the Seth and Colby Show each year.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
See, he's not doing it right.
How is that
thing
not doing
her? That's good. Throw it back.
What was it like?
Really fucking hot, man.
Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. On our uniforms from chasing all the.
Can I get down there and blow some vapor in his face, please?
Hey.
Don't record this. I would not go out in public like this.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Eventually, in 2017, life brought them back together. Which brings us to now. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Please listen, please, God.
Founded in 2008 by two best friends.
Let me smell your breath.
Are you just at home Googling, why are my boobs big?
Yes.
The Seth and Colby Show is all about movies, music, politics, and pop culture.
Details, you whore.
How does no one see our doom?
But it's also a show about the lives of Seth and Colby.
I've done foot modeling. How's your eye?
Very itchy. Keep pouring. Heavy, excuse me, sir. There you go.
And about the things that no one understands.
It doesn't make sense!
Questions that science will never solve.
Does fire work with other things that aren't oxygen?
And about you and your opinions.
And the whole point is to make people feel good? That's not what this show is about!
Watch the show live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central European Time. And every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 a.m. Central European Time. Plus, Colby plays games each Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Central European Time.
This is the fucking worst game ever!
Hey, 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 Horsey.
Horsey! Oh, my fucking God!
You know how fast I would be returning this game.
How do I get in the Batmobile?
I don't like this game.
You haven't even played it yet!
It all happens live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Wow!
This isn't right.
What?
These people are stoned on bath salts right now. They're fucking tripping dick.
This is the time the show's off the rails. It's happening.
And now.
Are you playing Vegas slots right now?
I just got to get the shit,
man. We have 5 minutes left in the show.
I just got to get my shit real quick.
The Seth and Colby Show.
This is the stupidest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. That was the intro. Hope you liked it. You'll see it again before every show.
Yep. It's here to stay.
I assume by what? 3 months from now, we'll all hate it and want something different.
Yeah,
but we're not making another one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making another one. So, but guys, thank you. So, Colby worked a long time. It took 12 years to make that intro. We're gonna go with 12
years.
Full years, not another 12 years.
There you go.
And when we wait 12, you do another one 12 years from now. We can say it took 24 years.
Boom,
dude, be crazy.
You got it.
Do you think we'll still have intros and stuff like? I feel like we should. Those will go out of style. Are they already out of style?
Probably,
right. Yeah. I think this whole show is out of style.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it anyways.
We're here. It's fun. We do it.
So Menace asked before we played the intro. He asked, "Are we going to file our taxes in the 3 week gap or wait until later?"
I'm filing them like tomorrow.
Are you? Do you have all the stuff you need?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm in the world of 1099s. I can't file quite yet because I don't have all my 1099s. Although I think technically I can file without a 1099. A 1099 just like says,
"What's a 1099?"
Like independent contractor stuff because I don't have a W-2 because I'm self-employed.
Right.
So I have a bunch of 1099s. It's crazy. It's crazy. 3 week gap. So people are saying. And by the way, Sungulchun, I'm gonna go with that. Welcome. Thank you.
Mm.
Hi. Welcome. Hope you're doing good. Basically, the government shut down. We have a 3 week gap here. But from my understanding, e-files and everything like that will still function just fine, even if the government is shut down. It's everything that needs a human touch won't work. So, if you're filing by paper, mm-hmm. I think you have to do it in this 3 week window to get your refund. But if you e-file, you can do it anytime, matter what.
Whenever.
I guess.
Whenever.
I mean, I don't get a refund, so I don't care. But you were talking about your refund, so you probably should do it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I want mine.
Yeah.
I'm planning on going to Cancun.
Oh, is that what you're doing with it?
Well, instead of Vegas for my birthday, we're going to Cancun in September, I think, was the month. Going to Mexico.
Can you just stay there and
it's
not
really
come
expensive.
Back?
I mean,
why are you going to Cancun?
Because, man, I don't know. I don't need to save money. I want to go on trips. I want to travel.
Why Cancun, though?
I've never been out of the States.
So you choose Cancun.
She likes Mexico.
Brit?
Yeah.
Has she been?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 6 times.
And I'm sure that there's been lots of shady stuff going on during the government shutdown, right?
What? In Mexico?
No, just period. He's like, I see you smuggle stuff on planes. There's a bunch of stock fraud. Some guy made a bunch of money on Procter & Gamble inside knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a ton of that, right?
Yeah, this was the whole Trump getting his rich friends richer.
It's got to be a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know, dude.
Definitely,
I don't know.
Definitely.
We talk about conspiracy theories on this show more than anything else, and we are the least qualified people to have conspiracy theories.
I've given up on anything that involves this administration or the government.
Yeah,
or
that's
news,
true. You did say you checked out.
Media
yeah,
news.
You did say you checked out. Welcome,
care.
Taco. Hope you're doing good. Good to see
I don't
you.
Care.
But Cancun, huh?
Also, just like on a less
Uh-oh.
Evil note. Like, uh-oh. No school shootings. No shootings recently. You
That's
about
true.
Any shootings
Why
recently?
Would you say this?
I'm just saying. I knocked on wood.
That ain't gonna matter.
But, like, that just completely stopped being a thing. You know they still happen.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't see them in the fucking news.
No. That's because the shutdown's there. Taking over the news cycle, right?
Just fuck,
I don't know,
it,
man.
It kills me what
it's
they report
It's all a conspiracy. The real question is, Taylor, are the pigeons out for the next 3 weeks? Or to keep appearances, are the pigeons still hiding? Because Taylor, yeah. Taylor told us that because of the government shutdown, the pigeons that are surveilling us, there's less pigeons out there. Because pigeons are spies for the government. So, you know. You know. They had a secret meeting in the White House, but what to do during the shutdown. Yeah. I don't know if they did.
Send out the pigeons.
I think we're all too smart. You know.
We're too smart?
We're too smart.
Okay,
like we think things are happening, but actually nothing's happening.
Oh yeah, probably.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, no, this is just an excuse for them to not go to work.
Probably drones everywhere now, so just be careful of all birds. Okay. All right. Taco says he hasn't seen any pigeons. Well, it's because they've been in the storage, man. No one's paying the people to fly the pigeon drones.
I haven't seen any pigeons.
Can we get back to Cancun?
Yeah.
I just don't know why you're going to Cancun.
Why not, man?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't see you as a Cancun guy.
I like the beach.
No, I know you like... I can't explain why.
Also, we're going to a resort.
Yes. I would hope so.
At the resort.
Don't just travel around Mexico, please.
And literally won't have to pay for food or drinks the entire time.
So, you're going in September?
Mm-hmm.
Why September?
I don't know. It gives us enough time to save.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think September's probably a good time to go, right? Although, I don't know. Why not October? I feel like you should wait till it's colder.
Nah.
No?
Nah, because then it'll be too cold down there.
It doesn't get cold in Cancun, does it?
I don't know.
Well, we can pretty easily find out.
Nah, Google does not exist.
September is the best month? Why? You gonna take photos or anything down there? Like share their audience?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a no, by
That's
the way.
A definite.
Cold in Cancun, my next album. There we go, dude. There we go. Vascular Cold in Cancun.
Vascular Cold in Cancun.
I bet it's hot as hell in September. I bet it is too, Loyal. Oh, Taylor's birthday's in September.
Brett's
okay.
birthday's in September.
Oh, my sister's birthday's in September.
My mom's birthday's in September.
My brother's birthday's in September.
Oh shit, you got me.
We
got
to keep going, dude.
No, I don't got any more.
That's it?
All
right.
That's all I got.
That's all. That was a lot of birthdays in September. Yeah.
There's a few.
And you're going to miss all of it because you're going to Cancun.
Yes.
When I went to Florida, not this past October, but the one before, it was like 90 degrees the whole time. All right. We got to look it up.
I'm sure.
Cancun, Mexico. Let's look it up, man. It was hot down there end of November. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's by the equator.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Hot.
It's probably hot.
It's probably hot.
It's probably hot. All right. Let's look here, man. Let's just go to Wikipedia. All right, let's read the parts about crime.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of worried about, you know.
In 1990, the population of Cancun was 168,000. In 2010, the population was 630,000. In 20 years, they had 400,000 people move to Cancun. That's stupid. That's a lot of people in Cancun.
That's a lot.
You know, I know 1990 was a long time ago, like 30 years. Okay, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like, you know, you see population growth in like the 40s to the 70s because planes existed, cars got better, blah, 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 blah. People made it easier to travel. Like, there's nothing crazy happened between 1990 and now. Right? Like, weren't people still
going?
Was Cancun not a resort vacation destination in 1990?
Probably not.
Where would people go then?
Florida, the Bahamas, Hawaii.
I feel like it's easier to get to Cancun than the Bahamas and Hawaii.
No.
It's got to be.
I mean, Hawaii, yes, but the other two, no.
Well, Hawaii, you don't need a passport. Are you going to get a passport, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
You need to go do that, probably during this 3 week.
Probably should. There's no way the government's going to be shut down that long.
DeLoyal says it's 80 in Cancun right now in January. All right, in September, the average sea temperature is 84 degrees.
That's perfect.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful, dude. Wow. Wait, is September hurricane season?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Hurricane passed over the island of Cozumel, made official landfall, Playa del Carmen, October 22nd. Okay, that's okay. That one's October.
It's when the cold air starts to come in.
Yeah, that cold air with the 84-degree water. Yes, it is. Britt said yes, it is. You can't go during hurricane season. You have the worst luck of anyone. You are going to make
not.
A hurricane show up.
I'm fine.
It'll be like, oh, everything looks beautiful for September 18th through 25th down in Cancun. Next day, you buy your ticket. Mystery hurricane appears out of nowhere, destroys all of Cancun.
Oh,
only one casualty, Colby.
Yep.
That's what it'll be. You can't go during hurricane season.
I mean, I'm fine with dying in Cancun. If any place to die, I think that's a good one.
Okay. So. Well, as long as you know. That's what travel insurance is for?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Yeah. Travel insurance?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Like, if your vacation sucks, they just pay you back money?
No, in case you get kidnapped or a hurricane or your plane breaks down and you die.
Sorry about your death. Here's $10.
Yeah. Lose your luggage.
Dude, what are... That is not real.
Yeah, travel insurance?
Should I get travel insurance for my honeymoon?
Nah.
How do you get travel insurance?
You go to an insurance company.
And you're just like, I'm taking a vacation, give me insurance for it?
Yep.
And then do you just pay like a one-time fee?
I would assume so.
Britt says that's not it.
I know what I'm talking about. She's
this,
crazy.
All of our significant others, they do this every time they watch our show. We start talking and they're just like, these guys are idiots! He's so dumb.
Yeah.
Why am I dating them? They're morons. Yep. Every time. Well, now Taylor's doing it. Canadians get travel insurance going to the States most of the time. Really? That's a thing?
Do we rob you more here? I feel like you get robbed more.
Dude, America compared to Canada is like the Wild West, man, right? Travel insurance is for if you have to cancel your trip so you get your money back. Oh, so you just don't go. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty different.
No, I think it's the same thing. I think it's both. If you don't cancel it, then you still have it. And then if you die, they give you like $100.
Yes, my trip sucked. I'd like my insurance, please.
So you went on the full
no,
trip?
No, I can't, Taco. No, in fact, I expected.
And had all the things that you had on your trip? Yeah, but it still sucked.
It was really windy, though.
It was really
One of my
windy.
Pepsi cans blew over, landed in the pool. People looked at me weird. I'm scarred. I need insurance money. Money, please. Oh, my God. Canadian travel insurance, if you get hurt on your trip, they help pay. Okay.
Yeah, see? I'm telling you, if you die, they'll give money to
somebody.
Yeah,
but in Cancun, you don't really get hurt. Like, I guess you could break an arm or something, you know?
You get stabbed by a jellyfish.
Well, yeah, but I feel like anything you're going to get hurt in Cancun is going to be really serious.
You can get eaten by an eagle.
Like, your plane's going to crash, hurricane's going to murder you, cartel's going to lob
Mexican's
off your head.
Gonna
you're
going to
get
off.
Swarmed by a million jellyfish. It's either those things or I got a bad sunburn. Like, there's no in-between, I feel like, in Cancun,
dude,
right?
A third-degree burns from sunburn, that's pretty bad, too.
Especially when you're trapped to a chair getting whipped by reeds. You're going to get a bad sunburn, dude.
I was going to say, the member of the cartel tied me to a sunbathing chair, forced me to sit in the sun for 6 hours. I am now red. I can't. My skin's peeling. Give me money. Literally none of that happened.
Can we get statistics on being stabbed by a jellyfish?
Britt's like, she was telling me earlier, she's like, I've been there 6 times, nothing sketchy's happened. And I'm like, you just cursed.
Six?
This one. Yeah.
Six?
Yeah. Not specifically to Cancun, but in Mexico.
Where else do you go in Cancun? Acapulco?
What?
Where else? In Mexico.
Cozumel?
Isn't that Cancun?
No. I don't even know if it's Mexico.
I think it is. Acapulco is the only one I know, man.
Yeah, her family goes on a lot of cruises, so they stop on like 4 or 5
cruises. I hate cruises, dude.
Dude, how do you hate cruises?
Dude, they're going to capsize and poop's going to get everywhere, dude. You're going to be covered in poop.
Like, the fucking ships. I follow a lot of drone accounts on Instagram, and a lot of them are like taking drone pics of cruises, cruise ships. They look awesome.
Yeah, I mean, my sister just went on a cruise. She loved it, dude. I've been to Cozumel, Playa del Carmen, and Cancun. Okay, well, here's Cancun. And see, here's Playa del Carmen right here. Where's Cozumel?
What?
I don't know where Cozumel is on here. But see, here's Playa del Carmen, here's Cancun. That's the same place.
Oh.
That's the same place.
Maybe it's further up.
Yeah, see, here's Acapulco way over here.
Maybe it's further up.
I mean, it's got to be on the coast, right?
No, the other side, yeah. In the Gulf, you ding-dong.
This is America over here, you ding-dong.
Further
where do you
up.
Think Mexico is?
I don't know, man. Is it where it says Louisiana?
That's America.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's Mexico.
It's off the coast of Playa del Carmen. Wait, so it's an island?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, these are all the same place.
That is really close together, actually.
That's like being like, I've been to Wichita, Newton, and Andover. Like, it's the same place. That's not something to brag about. You want to stay away from Sonora? Dude, I think you should go to the Yucatan, man. Look at that. This looks sweet. Where's all the pyramids and stuff? You know? You know what I'm talking about? All the pyramids?
It's in that area, I think, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I know Cameron, White Cameron, went to Cozumel a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he went and saw the pyramids. Well, what about Oaxaca? Can you go to Oaxaca?
Puebla.
I'm trying to find Sonora.
I did not know Mexico City was that far down in Mexico.
Yeah, it's like right in the middle, dude. Huh. It's like right in the middle. Do you know Mexico City used to be a lake? And it was drained by the Spanish, basically, when they took over the Aztecs or whoever used to live there. And now Mexico City sinks every year and floods all the time because it's in a lake. Well, what kind of city planning is that,
really
dude?
Dumb.
But you can't, like, just move it. It's there now.
Yeah, that's...
Nothing you can do.
Nope.
No. That's not how you pronounce that. I'm pretty sure Mexico City, we're saying that right.
Sonora?
Sonora's right. I think Sonora is over the border, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Sonora is like right over the border. Yeah, look at me, dude. I know my Mexican geography. Oaxaca?
How about Chihuahua?
Oaxaca.
Man? You want to go to Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Where's the one place in whatever the hell?
The movie with Benedict or Benicio. Saldano.
Saldano.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Sicario.
That's like right over. Isn't that Juarez?
Yeah.
Juarez?
Yeah.
I don't know where Juarez is.
They couldn't actually film in Juarez. Because
I feel like it's pretty close to the border too, right?
I think you could see it. Yeah.
Juarez.
Pretty sure.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. We're dumb.
Juarezo?
Look at all these towns in Mexico, dude.
It's up there.
Up where?
Right by your icon. You just moved it. Ciudad Juarez.
Where?
Under your icon for the ZSwigs account. Top right. Top right.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, it's right here, dude.
It's Oaxaca.
Did you know that El Paso is like right on the border? Do you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, Juarez is right here, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How can Juarez be that bad? It's basically America.
Right.
We got to drop a pin on here.
Oh, man. We just dropped into Sicario.
Wait, so this is Mexico?
No.
Are we in Mexico or are we in...
I can't tell.
How do you know?
I think the blue is America.
That's racist of Google Maps, dude. Here it is. Okay, so there's a big trench. Okay, so there's a trench here. So like
there's a trench.
So like right here on this highway, this over here is America.
Mm-hmm.
And this over here is Mexico. Look, there's already a wall.
Yeah. There's a wall in places where there needs to be a wall.
Well, then why do we need more wall?
Because the motherfuckers have figured out that there's a wall where they want to go, so they got to go around that to get where they want to go. There's a bunch of just wide open, like, here's the line. And
is that a river? I guess technically there's a river there. It looks more like a ditch to me.
It's just dry, man. It's a river.
It's a toll road. Yeah, and then here's Mexico over here. I mean, this dude's house looks nice. I mean, it's a little congested, but, like, they got cars and stuff, man. Doesn't look that bad to me.
It doesn't look great.
It doesn't look like Benicio del Toro. Doesn't look like Sicario, I'll tell you that. Dude, that is very congested. Like, we would never find someone's house.
No.
Yeah, I'm the 48th house on the road. Just count. How are you supposed to do that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like houses have numbers or something like that you could just look at. They didn't even go down the road there.
They got cars. It's a great place to be.
I mean, look, this looks fine.
Doesn't look that bad.
I mean, this literally looks like Hayesville. Like, I mean, it's no different. It's a little congested, but okay. So, yeah, you'll be fine.
You think they cleaned it up for Google?
Yeah, they cleaned up the entire town of Juarez so the one Google car looked nice. It's like the interview where they put one fat kid outside the grocery store. They're like, hey, look, fat kid. You know, North Korea is not that bad.
Hey, fat kid. Look, there's a fat kid.
It's like that. Yeah. I'm stupid. I looked at this, and I'm like, why does that stop sign say Alto? And then I remembered we're in Mexico. I mean, everyone has bars on their windows and doors. I think those are just fancy gates. Like, see, there's no bars here. Okay, this person has bars everywhere. They also have two minivans. Like, okay. I don't know. I think that's stylistic. I don't think that's for safety, right?
I think that's definitely for safety. There's a reason that bike's inside the gate.
I put my bikes inside the gate. You don't just leave bikes out. How racist are we being right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like 9.
I think we're being very racist.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a gated community. Look, there's a nice cop. Look at him.
He seems nice.
Yeah. What's hello in Spanish?
Hola.
Hola, sir. Hola, senor. Como estas biblioteca? Right?
Donde está la biblia?
Look, the name of this street is Maple, dude. Nothing bad ever happens on a Maple Street. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. You're going to be fine in Cancun. Okay?
Yep.
Going to be just fine.
Yep.
Okay, what is that? what do you think this is? Or this right here? Or that? Right there.
What do you think there is? A giant god burning stuff in the fucking
Doesn't that
desert?
What it looks like?
I mean, yes.
It kind of looks like God's trying to burn ants with a magnifying glass. He's like, oh, I missed Juarez again. Getting closer.
Place to do it.
I mean, there's literally nothing out here, man.
Yeah, that's why you get lost, man.
This place, I mean, it's a desert, isn't it?
Kind of, just a bit.
Wait, am I upside down?
Yeah, you're upside down.
Well, how did this happen? Whee! I wanted to go back down here to Cancun. Look how much greener it is down here, man.
Why do you think that is? Desert?
Yeah, it's desert.
That's just so weird.
Dude, geography's strange,
Why
man.
Do you think that is? Why is the earth the way it is?
Why are plants?
Plants.
I mean, there's lots of big black marks out here, too, man.
Those are cloud shadows.
Are they?
That was a shadow of a cloud.
Is it?
Yeah.
It might be. I mean, this looks... Oh, my God. So you're going to Cancun. So that's up here more, right?
I think.
Okay, so where's Cancun?
Zoom out.
No, man. We got to see what you see. There. Cancun right here. All right? Oh, my God. Okay, which... You know what resort you're staying at? Is it this one? Because this one looks nice. You should try to stay at the Puerto Cancun.
I don't know.
That one looks
It's a really small one, she said.
What about the Flamingo Plus, dude? Go out from the coast of California, and you can see underwater bases where the aliens land.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, interesting.
Taylor, what in the fuck?
What about Zona Hoteliera or the Beach Pavilion? That's where you should stay because it's in English.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere over there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, the water looks great, dude. Look at it. I mean, let's just check out this resort right here. Let's just zoom in on it. I mean, this resort looks pretty nice.
They don't even have 3D view, man.
It really bothers me, though, like, honestly, when resorts have pools and they're on the ocean.
Why?
I just feel like you should use the ocean. It's God's pool. He made it for you. It's like spitting
in
God's face
water, man.
When
it's
you
dirty
use...
water.
The ocean isn't dirty!
It's dirty water.
Not in Cancun.
Where do you think the fish poop?
They clean it, dude. Where do you think all the tourists poop? Right in the pool!
Not in the pool.
They got a Walmart there, dude.
Supermarket. It's By Walmart.
They got a Starbucks at a Walmart. All
right. Perfect.
Dude, is this a Mexican Walmart?
Yes.
Look at that, man.
It's like we're like investigating a third world.
That's country. Literally what we're doing, you know?
We're not, though.
Superama by Walmart. Look at that Starbucks, man. Let's see, how many white people are here, do you think? You think they're all white? I bet they're all white. That guy looks white.
Yeah.
He looks pretty white.
Does
to me.
It just say Starbucks coffee?
It does just say Starbucks coffee, yeah.
No fancy Mexican pronouncement of Starbucks.
This picture looks hot.
Right?
Like, I just feel the heat.
Yeah.
It looks humid.
Humidity.
Humidity.
Our resort is on the outer strip of the lagoon.
Outer strip of the lagoon. What's that mean?
Well, like, this thing right there is a lagoon.
This thing?
Yeah.
That's the ocean.
Right there, lagoon.
Where? Are you reading
water.
The word lagoon?
All that water is a lagoon.
You're just making this up.
It's a lagoon. Do you see the outer edge of the land?
This right here looks way better than this in here,
yeah,
by the way.
We're on the outer edge of the lagoon. We're facing the ocean. You ding-a-ling.
You're the ding-a-ling. So it's one of these out here?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to figure out, Sungle. We're trying to figure out exactly what Colby's doing. He doesn't know anything.
I don't know anything. Why would you expect me to know anything? Is where you go, man.
Look at that.
This is where you go.
See, this right here, this is spitting in God's face. This pool right here, look at this pool.
Yeah, man.
You can literally walk
People
from
don't
the ocean
swim
up
in the
into
ocean.
This pool. That is just like, hey, look at this, God. We dig our own hole. We make our own water.
Yeah.
I don't care about your ocean. Your ocean sucks.
Punta Cana is a lot of fun. That sounds like
that
bitch
does.
Something.
I've heard of that before, right?
I don't know what Cana is, but Punta is bitch.
I don't think that's true.
It's definitely true.
Don't think that. Here's a Harley Davidson, man. Go there and buy a hog, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Instacash, swimwear store, La Fiesta. There's a Chili's. How insulting is it that there's a Chili's in Mexico?
Dude, yeah, no, this is the tourist area.
This is the white people area,
yes,
of Mexico.
For sure. For
Dude,
sure.
Dude, please go to the Wind and Wave Surf School.
No.
Come on, man.
I ain't surfing.
Yes, Britt, I would like to know where you're staying. No, I don't think you got confused. I think Punta Cana is an actual place. I think Colby is confused.
I think you're spelling it wrong, but Punta means bitch in Spanish.
I don't think
Punta.
Punta Cana, right here. There it is, right there. It's in...
Translate bitch into Spanish right now.
Para.
Nah, that's not right. That's not right. That is not right.
Female dog, dude. Right here. Tip.
All right.
All right.
I'm spelling it wrong.
Yeah, Punta Cana is in the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Looks nice, though. There. Puta.
Thank you. Puta.
Yeah.
Ah, my bad.
Yeah, my bad.
Punta.
Yeah.
I always said punta. It's puta.
Okay, the Golden Parnassus. Did you know where you were staying
the
at?
The Golden Parnassus.
That sounds like a great place, man. All right, let's check it out. Let's check
Cabron.
It out.
Cabron.
Let's check it out, dude.
An adult male goat.
Where's this at? I don't see it. Like, it took me here, but I don't see it. Do you see it?
Bastard. Yeah, Golden Parnassus.
Oh, right here. It's a big red one. Look at this pool right here spitting in God's face. It's adults only and it's amazing. It looks like one big hotel. How does this work?
Hold alt and drag with the mouse.
What?
Hold alt and drag. No, hold control and drag with the mouse. There you go.
Oh, whoa. Dude, look at technology, man. That's crazy. Okay, so how does this work? So, like, if you stay here, can you go to here?
No.
So, really, all you have is this pool and the beach.
Yeah.
But you can go anywhere on the beach, right?
But yes. Well, I don't know.
So could you walk? So could you walk down to the Ritz-Carlton beach?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a private beach.
Well, how are they going to stop you? There's no fence.
They have like guards and shit.
I don't
on the
see
beach.
No guards, man.
They got guards and shit.
I don't
on the
see
beach
no
to, like,
guards.
Verify you got like a wristband saying you're from the hotel.
I don't see nothing. I just see wiggly trees, dude.
Wiggly trees. Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, look at these floating trees. Like it looks like
Cabron.
They just shoot you. You can walk down. You just can't use their stuff. See, Colby, quit answering questions. You don't
Pendejo.
Know. You don't know anything.
Shut up, dumbass.
Wait, you just call me that in English?
Pendejo.
Yeah, we could probably use a tennis court for sure. Tennis court back there.
Yeah, puta.
One tennis court, though.
Puto.
One Piche? Tennis court, though. What's in the middle here? Is this like where a train goes through?
Yes.
Well, you have fun, man. That looks awful to me.
Fucking?
It looks hot.
Pinche.
I don't want to. It looks hot.
Pendejo.
It's Dumbass. Hot.
Pendejo. Cojon.
Are you just reading Spanish curse words?
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right.
Puta.
I almost got stung by a jellyfish when I was in the ocean, and when I was swimming away, terrified, I stepped on a horseshoe crab, pool all the way. Okay. I mean, I guess I didn't understand. I guess I didn't count the wildlife quoting.
Yeah. Yeah, you with your
you're still
thalassophobia or something like that?
Thassophobia, I think, yeah, something like that. I mean, the ocean is scary. That's true. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hey, what's up, Bad Juju? But I'm telling you, still spitting in God's face. I'm not saying it's not deserved. God should have made a less scary ocean, okay? But it's still a little bit of, you know. Just...
I'll kick a crab in its fucking face.
It'll pinch your toe, dude, if you do that.
Shit.
You don't want to do that.
Swim feet on.
Listen to you, though, the swim shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what really the best of both worlds is? Is that Disney World, okay? They have a resort called Beach Club. And they have a sand bottom pool.
Oh, do they?
So it's like the ocean, mm-hmm. but it's a pool. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Because then you can walk in the ocean and you're not going to get no stupid crabs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Seth, you're scared of that noise that happened in the ocean. Yes, the bloop. The bloop terrifies me, dude.
Why?
Bloop terrifies me.
I'll bloop.
Have you not seen the bloop?
Bloop.
You've seen the bloop.
Bloop.
That's not the bloop.
It could be a dude in a submarine blooping.
It's not, though. It's a giant underwater demon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 100% a giant underwater demon.
No, it is fucking
yes.
not.
Yes.
Gross.
Oh, my God, dude. I've been... Have you... What is the bloop? Okay.
Okay.
We got to get into it,
now
Jack.
Now we got to do to fucking do
we
it.
We got to get into it.
We got to get to it.
This is the bloop, Acid. All right? So, underneath the ocean, they have... Well, here, let me just read from Wikipedia. Okay. Bloop was an ultra-low-frequency, high-amplitude underwater sound directed by the NOAA in 1997. By 2012, earlier speculation the sound originated from a marine... By
2012? Can you read?
Do you want to read?
Yes, I would do better than you right now. By 2012...
What was that? I'm sorry! I'm sorry, it looks like reading is hard!
I said it too many times.
I hate everything about who you choose to
By
be.
By 2012, earlier... No, I can't read that word. Speculation. That the sound originated from a marine animal was replaced by NOAA's description of the sound as being consistent with noises generated via non-tectonic cryoisms.
Okay.
Originating from glacial movements such as ice calving.
So here's what's happening, okay? They picked up the noise of the bloop, and people thought it was a giant marine animal, and then the NOAA, because they got to sweep it all under the rug, they're like, nah, man, it's just ice falling off of glaciers into the water, okay? Here's what the bloop sounds like, okay? I'm not messing around with the ocean. I'm not going to do it. That bloop right there, man. Hear that bloop?
That sounds like an air bubble.
It's the bloop. There's like a few
this
of them.
Makes no sense.
There's like a few of them. play Train. Yeah, okay. I'm glad that Taylor remembers them. Train, Ocean. I did a whole segment on this on OTI. Here's the train. Listen to that.
Sounds like the ocean.
Could you imagine sitting in your room listening to silence and then all of a sudden this happens? It sounds like 80 ghouls having an orgy, dude. This is horrifying. I don't care what you say.
Sounds like the ocean, man.
This is not what the ocean sounds like.
Put your head underwater. This is what the ocean sounds like.
I put my head underwater. It doesn't sound like this.
In the ocean?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
You can't just say, no, I haven't.
I know you haven't.
What do you mean?
I know you haven't.
How do you know I haven't? I didn't know you then.
You haven't been to the ocean.
I have. I went to that place in Texas, Galveston. Mm-mm. Yeah, you can't just say no.
That's not the ocean. That's the Gulf.
Where do you think Cozumel is, you nerd? But yeah, that's not what the ocean sounds like.
It's lower
like.
In the Gulf.
I'm scared of the ocean.
It's closer to the
ocean. I'm scared of giant sea creatures. For some reason, I don't know why, I'm less scared of, like, aliens arriving than I am of, like, a whale. I don't know why. I'm guessing because, like, whales could happen and aliens probably won't, maybe?
You're just scared of the unknown, man.
That's what it is, dude. I'm scared of the unknown.
Everybody's scared of the unknown.
No, you're not. You go face first into
Let
the unknown.
Death take me.
But yeah, there's a whole bunch of those, man. A whole bunch of them. Crazy noises from underneath the ocean. So, yeah, I'm with you, Acid. I'm 100% with you. That's why it's scary. I don't want to deal with it. I don't like it. It's scary.
We got radio waves from outer space.
I know, dude. Do you know stars are making noises out there? What are they doing? Don't make noise.
They make noise, bro.
I don't want them to. Stop
They're
it.
Gods, they can do what they want.
But the giant sea creatures can't come up here. The lack of pressure would kill them. I know. It doesn't make any sense why I'm terrified of them. I'm just terrified of them. Have you guys ever seen that Thassalophobia subreddit? Do you look at that, man?
I've seen it. Yeah, good luck spelling that.
Nailed it, dude.
You didn't even have to spell it.
I nailed it, dude.
It just popped up.
Let's look at the top of all time, all right? Top. Let's look at the top of all time. Let's see what it is. All right. Photo from my brother who's in the middle of the Gulf working on an oil rig. Let's click this one. Oh, my God, dude. Look at all those sharks.
And? I'm more concerned about the gigantic black spot above them.
I think that's the oil rig, right?
Good God, man. That's the sketchy part. I don't give a shit about getting eaten by some creature. If that whole entire thing just fell on me... Start sinking.
Yeah,
I'm scared of the sinking. I'm scared of deep water. Because it just continues to go, man. You just sink down and then nothing.
This is the swimming hole from my hometown in Texas. It's the mouth of an underwater cave system that still holds the unrecovered bodies of divers.
Oh, that's fun.
There's just children jumping into it. I just don't want something to come up and touch my foot. You know?
I'm going to do that next time that we're in a body of water.
My feet never leave the ground, okay? I don't ever go deep enough.
You're telling me we weren't floating in that lake when we went to fucking...
I don't know if I was floating.
I think you were floating.
Don't worry, you will die before you hit the bottom. You know, bad juju, I don't know if that makes me feel better.
I don't think that's true either.
I mean, I do think you would drown. But I'm very buoyant. I don't think I would sink at all, to be honest. I would just sit there on the top.
You know? I blame Titanic.
For the scariness?
That movie, yeah. When Jack's just getting pulled, just not even holding anything, just by the,
yeah, man.
The pressure of the ship.
What about
sinking?
That guy that fell off the ship and then hit the propeller and then landed in the water, dude?
I'd rather be him. He's dead instantly.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a radio signal originating out of Russia that they can't pinpoint. Just broadcast a foghorn sound has been interrupted like 3 times, I think, to broadcast spoken words that were most likely codes. UVB-76. We gotta look that up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta.
UVB. I had to hide in the bathroom for a while till my roommate came home.
The buzzer breakdown. Wait, okay, hold on. UVB-76, also known as the buzzer, is a nickname given by radio listeners to a shortwave radio station that broadcasts on the frequency 4625 kilohertz. It broadcasts a short, monotonous buzz tone, repeating at a rate of approximately 25 tones per minute, 24 hours a day. Sometimes the buzzer signal is interrupted and a voice transmission in Russian takes place. The first reports were made of a station in this frequency in 1983.
Dude, did you just want to do this one day, like for fun?
Dude, yeah.
Just set up a
The thing is that you can get tracked down. There's people, like those shortwave radio, ham radio people, they're nuts. Like, you think I'm obsessed with radio? You haven't met no one yet compared to those guys. Like, they will literally find your transmitter, 100%, because they're very, very anal about their waves being pure. And so, like, people have their own frequencies and their own stations and stuff. And if you start messing with them, they'll track you down and they'll beat you with whips. Or I don't really know how they get you, but...
Beat you with whips, huh?
They'll beat you with whips. Purpose of the station has not been confirmed by the government or broadcast officials. However, the Minister of Communications and Informatics in the Republic of Lithuania has written that the purpose of the voice message is to confirm that operations are receiving stations are alert. Other explanations of the broadcast is constantly being listened to by military commissants. There's a speculation published in the Russian Journal of Earth Science that described the observatory measuring changes in the ionosphere by broadcasting a signal of 4,625 kilohertz, the same as the buzzer. It's also speculated the voice measure is some type of Russian military communication, and that the buzzing sound is merely a channel marker to keep the frequency occupied, thereby making it unattractive for other potential users. The signature sound can be used for tuning to the signal of an old analog receiver. This modulation is suitable to be detected by blah, 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 blah. Another theory described to the BBC states that a dead hand signal triggers a nuclear retaliatory response if Russia were hit by a nuclear attack.
Sure. Yep, that's it.
All right, we got to listen to it, right?
Did they say from the BBC on that?
Yeah. No. I'm not doing this. We're not doing this. No. Why couldn't it be something happy? Like, why couldn't it be the song that never ends or something? This literally sounds ominous.
Yeah. Very rarely an incident happens? What does that mean?
Oh my god, I am not a fan of that, dude. No. No.
I love Russian music.
Dude.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious.
Okay, here's a voice message.
Please hit subscribe, and thank you for watching.
No. I like how this says this intro is only 3 seconds long, and there's another intro afterwards. Okay, the text on the screen says, on August 23rd, 2010, at 1335 UTC, a voice speaking in Russian with a pronounced Jewish accent was detected. The voice read out a single, short transmission several times before the line went dead, then returned to its normal broadcast. As the message was transmitted on upper sideband, reception with ordinary AM receiver was weak and distorted. Like, when does it actually start?
Jewish accent, really.
Двойка, Николай, Анна, Иван, Михаил, Иван, Николай, Анна, семерка, четверка, единица,
Фрики.
Четверка, тройка, пятерка, семерка, четверка.
Yeah, that's a big note for me, yeah.
I wonder if those were people or if those were like Bravo, Echo.
Like, do you think that these Alpha. Do you think that I think that's what they probably are, right? Yeah. I think that's a code. Or, there's only two possibilities, right? That's a code, some CIA-type stuff, or someone is trolling everybody.
Yeah.
There's only two options.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Let's, like, find a way to, like, broadcast a FM station radio through it.
Should we do
like
something on
VPN
Twitch?
Or something?
What if we do... Is twitch.tv/vascular, is it real?
We can't do it on air, because then people can just point back to this and be like...
No one listens to this show, okay?
These motherfuckers do.
They won't tell. Oh, God. Someone's already vascular.
Damn.
All right, well, we're going to have to come up with a cool name, Child Corpses. And we're going to put... Let's just make a creepy-sounding thing, and I'll just run it on a loop. I got a spare computer in there. It could just broadcast the thing.
Constantly?
Yeah. And I'll just make, like, a white noise thing. You know, you could just make white noise and it loops. We'll just put it in the background, and I'll make some audio, and we'll just let it run forever. And, like, every 3 hours, it'll do some weird code. Bacon. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Poster. Spaghetti. Poster? Spaghetti.
Why? No.
Headphone.
People are not going to give a shit.
Frame.
No one's going to care.
Snake. Chungus.
Chungus?
8-7-2. Brown. Niner.
Now you gotta make up like a fucking false language. Be like aliens. That's not alien enough. That sounds like Russian. There you go.
How about that right there?
That was perfect.
And we just put that on Twitch, mm-hmm. and it goes viral, and we make money.
I don't know how we'd make money, but sure. We open up an e-com store being like, what's this weird noise, man? Yeah, because
what if we do it, but in the background of the tone, it's just
like a UVB, whatever the hell, with a,
on a that be.
T-shirt.
Sub to Seth and Colby.
That's just creepy by itself.
Donate your paycheck to Seth and Colby. You don't need food. Give us your money.
Gift it.
And that's just behind, like, a tone, you know, so you can't really hear it, but you are hearing it. Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, like, God, I don't need food anymore. I need to give my money to Seth and Colby. You know, do you think that'll work?
We really need to learn hypnosis.
That's what we should do, but that requires work.
Yeah,
something we're not really that good at. No. You making a white noise thing that repeats, and me making a weird tone.
That's doable.
That's easy. We could do that tonight. Mm-hmm. Have it up and running tomorrow. If you did it, you'd have to use the Maniche voice, dude. Let's. How about this? Make the tone the old modem noise. No, it's not creepy enough. Mm. It's not creepy enough, you know? It's not nearly creepy enough.
Hello. This is Pirate Maniche Radio Station. Do you enjoy my dulcet tones?
What?
My dulcet tones. Please do not interrupt Maniche. Maniche is here. Now with deeper voice. I am here to seduce you. From your wallet.
From your wallet?
To give all of your money to Seth and Corby. Or I will send the Russian agents to your house.
Yeah, watch out for them Russians, because those Mexican could send fucking Russians for some reason to kill your Americans.
We don't really know what nationality Maniche is.
Yeah,
there's really no real way to tell.
That's true.
No real way to tell. But
that's true there, Maniche man.
Do you think it's possible? I feel like it's already possible that something like that is happening on Twitch, but just no one's watching it.
Definitely.
Right?
I don't think you can just stay
alive. How many stupid viral experiments do you think are happening right now on Twitch?
I can tell you one of the stupidest.
What?
Go to hewillnotdivideus.com.
What? Okay. Is this political?
Yeah.
I knew it. Okay. Loading.
What? Wait, can... Yeah, oh. There you go.
It's just a flag.
It's a flag that says he will not divide us on it.
Why is it dark?
I don't honestly know.
It's 3:14 in the
right?
afternoon.
Like, where the fuck is this flag? I think it moves.
He will not divide. What is this?
This is Shia LaBeouf's thing.
What?
You remember Shia LaBeouf had like a constant live stream going from like some art museum.
It's an ongoing
in New York.
Durational artwork by LaBeouf, Ranuccio, and Turner. Commencing at 9 a.m. on January 20th, 2017. That's 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The day of the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, the public is invited to deliver the words, "He will not divide us," into a camera mounted on a wall outside the Museum of the Moving Image, New York, repeating the phrase as many times and for as long as they wish. Open to all, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this participatory performance will be live-streamed continuously for 4 years or the duration of the presidency. In this way, the mantra, "He will not divide us," acts as a show of resistance or insistence, opposition or optimism, guided by the spirit of each individual participant in the community. On February 10th, 2017, the Museum of Moving Image abandoned the project and made it 1 month.
Yep.
On February 18th, the project relocated to a wall outside the El Rey Theater in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
What? On March 8th, okay, another month later, the project moved to an unknown location. A flag embezzled with the words, "He will not divide us," will be flown for the duration. Okay, 15 days later, the Foundation for the Art and Creative Technology Liverpool adopted the project. It made it quite a while. October 16th, Lionel Nantes adopted the project. And on June 8th, 2018, the work was installed in its original format in Museum Stutzky Lodz. For the exhibition Peer-to-Peer Collected Projects of New Art until October 28, 2018. Dude, where are these places?
I don't know, man.
Well, this is where it is right now. Mm-hmm. Le Lou Unique. It's in France. So that's why it's night. Because in France right now, it is, it's 10:16 at night.
Interesting.
So it's literally just a flag?
Yeah.
So it went from people walking up to a screen.
Yeah, it became very memey. A lot of actual Trump supporters came up to it and just trolled everyone.
Who could have known?
Yeah, so then they shut it down. And now apparently they thought France is the opportune place to
put a flag. It's not even in America!
About the American president.
The whole thing is about our president. It's in France?
Yeah, LaBeouf's a dumb person.
Okay, so if this happens, our code can definitely happen,
yeah,
right? I think that's what we learned.
That was my point.
I think that's what we learned. Watch this if you want mild creeps. I mean, it is. You're not wrong. Acid, I just feel like... Hey, welcome back, Sam. My God, there's a lot of words in here.
And what is this?
I have no idea. Is this from Taylor? I have no clue what this is. Okay, it's an old TV station. It just says, "This concludes our broadcast day." Now it says, "Have a great night." Now we're going to a color pattern. And a beep. Okay, a seal just popped up. Okay, this says, "Do not use after 11/13/1970 contingency message reel to be used only in the event of the United States' complete surrender to insurmountable enemy forces. Public broadcast only upon confirmed condition, 12 Omaha, solemn certainty."
Do not use after November 13, 1970?
Contingency message will now begin. Please comply with the following instructions. God bless America. American citizens, the worst has come to pass. Despite the sacrifices of our citizens and the might of our armed forces, the United States has been forced to surrender to her enemy. Though they may occupy our borders, our streets, and our homes, the enemy will never occupy our spirit. Okay, I'm going to stop it right here. If the enemy had occupied our homes, our streets, and our borders, no one at local television stations, WGUQ, would be playing a cassette
Yeah, no, this is way, this is definitely just like an art kind of thing. Because this is way too high quality and it looks
purposefully old,
fake.
Right, it looks purposely old. Right, I agree. That is why all Americans are now called upon to act to preserve the memory of the United States clear and bright, untarnished, and uncompromised. Know that I have already taken action in the company of family and loved ones. Now all Americans, every man, woman, and child are called upon to act before the moment passes by. Let our united resolve echo through history. Even in defeat, we refuse to yield. Even in defeat, we claim victory. Lyndon B. Johnson. Okay, now there's plants. Honor liberty by taking the final greatest liberty of all. It's a privilege to be called to action. Take America with you. It's just a picture of plants. Just says act immediately. We got roses. Okay, now we got a flying over Washington.
Is this like a national suicide?
Yeah, is this at, or is either asking you to kill yourself or kill someone in your home? Access to a loaded firearm is deal. Place muzzle, hold gun, upward to roof of mouth. Yeah, it's asking you to kill yourself.
Yeah, this is pretty good for being fake creepy.
But it's fake, and that's like the thing about it is like, it doesn't affect me because I know it's fake. Like, this looks to me like this could just be a BioShock. This looks like
a weird Purge.
Yeah, Purge is another good
Purge.
One. Like, you could see it before a movie like that, you know? We apologize for the interruption. We accidentally played the Kill Yourself tape. Sorry about that. Earlier today, the station aired what appeared to be a warning message from a U.S. government agency. It's been confirmed to be a hoax. Local 58 apologizes for any confusion and the fact that we use tiny reel-to-reel videotapes in 1970 when clearly the VHS format and Super 8 did exist. Way better than reel-to-reel, but let's ignore that, okay? Also, make sure the copyright is there, because America's gone down in flames, but the frickin' lawyers will still come get you.
Subscribe. Local 58.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be creepy. See, to me, I think maybe that would be creepier if we hadn't just listened to the creepy radio station.
Yeah.
Because that creepy radio station, that's real. Someone's out there. Nikolai. Ivan. Mikhail. Someone's out there doing that, okay?
Yeah.
And that was made by some 13-year-old in his
basement. That was pretty fucking well done, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was well done. I mean, it wasn't really set for the time period. The 70s aren't that old. Like, the 70s, we had tapes.
Well, yeah, he doesn't know all the
I mean, he could know. Just Google it, you know? If you're going to imitate old media, you could at least be like, what did media look like in the 70s, you know? I mean, we had film.
That was pretty good old-timey footage remake. That's really hard to do.
I do like that it told people to kill themselves, though.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Because it's just like, America's taking over. Time to end it. It's done. Whatever.
Let them not take over anyone. Kill yourselves. They will have the land, and that is all. Tend to the children first as well, is what it said.
I mean, you should get rid of the children. I mean, in the event of a, like, no moral type of takeover, all right? Forget all the morals, okay? You should kill your children. Because, honestly, they're the people the army is going to raise up to fight against your culture.
Yeah.
Because they're still young.
They can brainwash them.
Mm-hmm. Or just teach them a different way to live. You don't even need to brainwash.
What do you think brainwashing is, man?
No, brainwashing is like convincing you to do something without it being your will.
Not all the time, no.
I mean, it's just
washing your brain of what you know to put into place something that you want. That's what brainwashing is. You have a generalized, you have a small
I feel like this is the clip conversation
it
again.
Is. It is. You're dumb. You're
How many
dumb
wars have
saying.
Lasted?
You're fucking dumb. That's what I'm saying.
18 but. Years of minimum wage. I'm saying that you could take a 5-year-old and you could teach them how to be a Russian instead of how to be an American. And that's not brainwashing. That's just raising them Russian.
That's brainwashing. Though.
That's not brainwashing. Mm-hmm. That's just raising them Russian.
No, that's just brainwashing.
It's like there's people out there who don't like ranch dressing. Like, in order to make them like ranch dressing, we'd have to brainwash them.
No, it's brainwashing, man.
You just keep saying the word brainwashing.
It's brainwashing, bro.
Just keep. I didn't name any names, acid. I'm just saying there are people out there. They exist. Okay? You could strap a bomb to a 5-year-old. Yeah, they could fit in little vents and stuff, man.
It's still brainwashing.
Good to go on, little Timmy. This is the second time today we've had conversations about children dying. There's something about this show today.
You brought it up.
I did,
you
both times.
I think both times.
Both times. Yeah, one time I sang a song about child corpses, and now I'm talking about strapping bombs to children and putting them in vents. It's a messed up show. Yep. Let's talk about something happy.
Okay.
No, I need you to do it.
Roses.
No, we just saw roses in that Kill Yourself video. Think of something else.
Puppies.
Puppies are pretty nice. Okay, what about puppies?
Corgis.
What about them? You can't just say words. You have to tell something about them.
Full of them.
Are they tearing my flesh off?
No, they're like licking you and stuff.
Licking my flesh.
Yeah, but it's not coming off.
How aggressively are they licking?
Not.
How many of them?
They're fucking corgis. They can't lick your skin off.
You get enough of them as enough torque.
No. What are you talking about? You are depressing.
Talk about something else. Cheer me up, man.
No, I can't. Asian boobs, man. Just surrounded.
Just Asian boobs,
surrounded by Asian boobs.
No more Resident Evil for Seth, dude. That game did affect me a little bit. It's funny. I saw a tweet the other day, or earlier before the show today, from some guy who's like, I can't play Resident Evil anymore. The stomping haunts me, and I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Stomping?
Did you watch any of my Resident Evil playthrough, dude? There is this guy. Okay. He's called the Tyrant.
Okay.
And I don't know if Maniche is still in chat, but he could fill this in. But I think, so do you know Resident Evil? It's like top down, a single room. You walk around a corner, it shows you another single room. You know, the old Resident Evils are that way. Mm-hmm. You know that? This new Resident Evil is completely 3D.
It's a remake,
and it's completely 3D. They completely redid the whole thing, and they have like a camera over your shoulder. And so, like, you can't just, like, in the old Resident Evil, you could, like, walk around a corner, the whole room would change, and you would see the entirety of the room, so you know there's a zombie down here, you know, and then you could walk back into the other room, you no longer see the zombie, because you see this other room instead. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 2, you can't see around corners. Mm-hmm. You gotta walk around the corner, and then there could be a zombie hiding, you can't tell. You know, like, if a room is, like, an L shape, you could see what's on the other side of the L in the original. Okay. In this one, you can't, because it's over here, it's out of your line of sight. Also, I think that in the original Resident Evil, the Tyrant just kind of showed up, and you had a boss fight, but you could escape.
Mm-hmm.
In this Resident Evil, he chases you through the entire game.
Okay.
And not only does he chase you, he's not fast, but you hear him stomping rooms away. And it's one of those games that has that 3D sound. I don't know what they call it, but it, like, it's not just right channel, left channel, but it's like surround sound in your headphones where you can hear him three rooms away in the back left, and you know he's there. And because in Resident Evil you walk through the room so much, there's a lot of backtracking, you know in your mind, you're like, he's three rooms away from me right now. And because you have to backtrack, you know you have to eventually go back through that room. And the stomping haunts me,
the
man.
The stomping.
And he looks I should pull up. Let's see if there's just like a Tyrant Resident.
Yeah, right there.
Wait, let me just see. I want to see if there's just like without someone talking. I bet you can't.
You're stomping, man. Ugh.
I don't know how to YouTube, man. I got the exact same results.
The top one. Click the top one.
This can't be real. See, this is going to be a promo video.
Do you see? It says clear gameplay.
Okay, we'll find out. I haven't played as Claire yet. I'm going to do that tomorrow. So this is really great to know that the Tyrant's going to follow me around as Claire, too. Okay, is this when you first run into him?
Jesus, stay back!
So that's the Tyrant right there, okay? The clip of me doing this encounter is on my Instagram. Okay, I did not have a rocket launcher. All right, that's not fair. Okay, so eventually she runs away. Do you hear the stomping?
I hear it.
I want one. See, this the Tyrant's like with her. I want to showcase how terrifying the stomping is. This video ain't doing it because he's right in her face all the time. He's right in her face all the time.
Regardless, It sucks.
I would pull up my VOD terrible. And show you, but I'm worried that I'm going to be talking over it because I'm a big loudmouth jerk the entire time.
I mean, yeah, that's the kind of point of the stream. And
well, it is, but I want you to just feel the horror.
My heart already kind of started to go a little bit watching that little clip.
Here, cause there's a scene where I'm in a clock tower trying to solve a puzzle. Yeah.
Sir?
You just hear it? I thought about it, but I'm too scared.
See,
to
he just opened a door,
and the audio is so good, you know, it's upstairs on the right.
Yeah, no, okay. I would hate to play this
I got
game.
A blue herb. That ain't gonna help me. I got mad.
I'm also about to die right now.
I got another blue herb.
Shut up,
a
me.
Jewel and a large. You just stay down there, Mr. Blue Man. No,
see him down there?
Chase me, sir.
Dude, this is horrifying, man.
Okay, cop zombie, you just stay where you are, too.
Like, you can hear, I'm scared. Right here, I'm scared.
Take his heart, cook it, absorb his power.
So I'm solving this puzzle. Like, so right now I've got to figure out how to solve the puzzle of this room to get items from a bell.
While trying to...
Yeah, and this whole time... Like, that's me stomping.
No, not my gun, you dingus.
And so, see, I tried to put a gear in here. Doesn't fit.
Okay, Leon.
So now I'm mad because...
You have to go back.
You can hear the stomping.
Where did those stairs drop down? Here, okay.
That sucks, man.
You just hear him stomping out there.
I wouldn't like that.
And I don't, like, and this room is dark. Like, yeah. Look, I can't see downstairs. Yeah.
Oh. Is he in here? That sounded like a door, right?
See, I'm freaking out. So yeah, Resident Evil might be affecting me a tiny bit. I don't want to.
Dude, fuck those games. I'm Dude, so glad it's not Halloween anymore.
Well, the thing is, like the first Resident Evil had jump scares. Mm-hmm. Jump scares I can handle because it happens and it's over. I did not expect some psychological terror. Like, that happens for a good 2 hours of the game. Where just wherever you are, occasionally you'll just hear Stomp. You're like, crap, he's caught up with me. Because he doesn't move that fast.
Yeah.
But he moves fast enough. I wish they'd make another Manhunt. Dude, the OG Manhunt was great. And this game is kind of like that. You just don't know where he's at or where the bad guy is.
Gross.
And you're trying to hide, you know. It's just... Yeah, so that game affected me, man. That game affected me. The second one was not that. I mean, they made it for the Wii. That's all I needed to know.
Gross.
Why are you just staring at me?
Hmm?
Hmm? Every time Colby hits his vape, I think I'm leaning on mine and turning it on, and I start freaking out, thinking I'm burning my coil out. Dude, stop triggering acid, please.
Dude, that happens all the time to me when it's in my pocket. It sucks ass. It sucks ass. All you hear is like... And I'm like, what?
Wait, it burns without you sucking on it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It's not good for it. You're supposed to have air going through it.
Is it still Western? Is that what you're still... Yeah. Still Western flavor? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Hey, you want to talk about a good game, man?
No.
So this is the new eSport. It's Farm Simulator.
What?
Yeah. Swiss game developer Giant Software announced this week that Farming Simulator League, a 10-tournament esports program, kick off later this year with a €250 prize. By the nature of the game, Farming Simulator is literally a farm simulator. It's not an obvious where competition comes into play, as with multiplayer games like Fortnite, Battle Royale, nor is the league's audience potentially immediately apparent given its agrarian activities. But Farming Simulator teams competed in timed hay bale stacking events. The new league will feature 3-on-3 competitive mode. The esports program is based reality, tractor pulling, bale stacking, farm conventions, rodeos, and town fairs all over the world, but it's unfamiliar and hard to picture in the worlds of esports.
That's stupid.
Come on, man.
That's real dumb.
Do you want to start a farm simulator team, man?
No.
We could be like combiners, man. Stack some hay bales.
I don't ever want to do that. We live in Kansas. There's a reason I'm not doing that in real life.
Am I stupid for wanting to play farming simulator?
Yes.
It kind of sounds fun,
man. Don't care, man. Don't care. Well, actually, it would probably be good knowledge for you, you know, just in case humanity blows itself up.
Right.
And you need to learn how
to farm.
Well,
don't you like simulators, right? Like, you played City Skylines,
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, you
certain ones.
I feel like
Roller Coaster Tycoon was my shit.
Right, that's another one. Like, I feel like Farming Simulator would be just more. I think I just like simulators.
Yeah. I mean, I like Red Dead. It's a Western simulator.
It is, and this one's just like that, but way more in-depth and less killing.
But I like the killing.
I don't know, man. I kind of... I don't know, man. I kind of feel like it would be a good way for me to relax, to just get off stream, go sit down, and check in on my farm, you know?
You know, that was what Farmville was on Facebook when Facebook games started to be a thing, right?
Well, yeah, but
everyone had their fucking Farmville stupid shit.
Well, people loved it, right?
Yes, so many people.
So then
playing
that
dumb shit.
So I would think that Farming Simulator should be good, right?
Well, it will be popular, it won't be good.
I don't know. The key to a good simulator...
Fortnite's good, but it's popular as shit.
That's a good point. I don't know. The downfall of simulators to me is how nitpicky it is.
Yeah.
Like, can it auto-feed my hogs, or do I have to go feed them, you know?
You have to go feed them. Well, that's the fucking thing. Guess why you're not a farmer in real life?
Yeah, I don't want to feed my
hogs. Because there's work involved.
There's a lot of work involved.
Yeah, so fuck a simulator of actual work that people do in real life.
That's true. Have I seen Bus Simulator?
You know what happens in City Skylines when I want to build a building?
What?
I click.
Right. You don't have to do all the micromanagement, right?
Yeah.
Do you still play that game?
No.
I was on Steam the other day adding some people who added me as friends, and like I saw it like last online, Colby, like 16 months ago or something like that.
Well, the fucking shit thing is, I mean, the game is fine, but it really exceeds when you get a whole bunch of like mods in there.
Right. Well, that's how all I think those games are.
But yeah, then some of those don't work, and then it breaks the game if you have too many, then you have to have a really powerful PC
okay.
to run the game properly
right.
with really high quality. So I gave up.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
The game? I've never seen Bus Simulator. Is it like you pick up people and you drive them?
Yeah, you're a bus driver.
Yeah, right?
Why not be a bus driver in real life? You'll actually get paid to do that rather than paying to play it.
I don't know. Bus Simulator seems a little less in-depth to me.
Yeah, no, you just drive a fucking bus.
What else is there to do besides
drive a bus? You just drive a fucking bus
like
around
Farm Simulator, you could do a lot of cool stuff. You know, you could crops, you could do livestock,
weed,
you know? Can plant weed. Well, we were originally talking about
get
the Farm Simulator esports league, Oni, that they're introducing.
That's real dumb. Go to the next story.
There's not a lot of stories today.
Go to the next one.
This one right here, next Christopher Nolan film to appear in July of 2020.
What?
So Christopher Nolan's next movie is slowly coming into focus. Warner Brothers announced Friday that Nolan's next film will open in IMAX on July 17th, 2020.
Next summer.
The project is described as an event film, but nothing else is known. So, yeah.
An event film?
What's up, Ball and Hobo? Good to see you.
What does that mean?
It means it's going to be a tent pole. It's going to be a big budget movie for Warner Brothers for that month. I want to know because we are both huge Chris Nolan fans.
Yeah.
Dark Knight, Prestige,
Inception,
Interstellar, fantastic. But he blew it with Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. One of the worst movies Colby and I have ever seen in our entire lives.
I told you I rewatched it.
Yes, and it wasn't that bad. I stand by the worst.
Okay.
The worst movie ever made.
Okay.
That might be an exaggeration a little bit. But still, are we excited about the next Chris Nolan movie?
I have no idea.
Because remember,
it's not listed on his IMDb, so I didn't even think he was doing something. And you're telling me it comes out next year?
It comes out, July of next
year.
How
quickly can they make movies nowadays?
Apparently, very quickly.
Within a year and a half.
Especially since he builds everything himself. I feel like that would take longer, right? Like for Interstellar, he grew a cornfield. Like, you can't just do that fast, right?
Literally, they made the next Star Wars in 2 years.
Yeah.
That screams that it's going to be great.
Well, I think all movies are made that fast now, man.
No.
I think that's just normal.
No.
Okay. So the last time Chris Nolan came out with a movie, we were doing this show. It was one of our first ever episodes. I think it was in our first 50 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We delayed the show. We did like a 4 o'clock start that day so we could go see Dunkirk, and then right afterwards we came over to the studio and recorded a episode about Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much we cared about Chris Nolan movies. Now, are we burnt out so much on Chris Nolan movies that we will do that or not for this movie?
I will have to see a trailer.
Okay, so you're at the point where if it looks bad, then not going to go see it. Okay. So it's over, because I thought...
It won't look bad, that's the thing.
I don't
Dunkirk
know.
Dunkirk didn't look bad.
I called that it was going to be bad.
Yeah, you did, I think, but still, I didn't
called
that
it was
going to
be bad.
I didn't think so.
I think he does best with movies that are mind-benders.
I thought it was
going
to be his Saving Private Ryan. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Definitely not that at all.
No, it's not. Well, but then again, it might be. We're not British. I feel like if you're British or you're in World War II, it might matter more. I don't know.
I mean, cinematically, there's nothing that it achieved near what Saving Private Ryan did. No way.
Oh, sure. I agree with
no
that.
No way.
I don't know, man. I am excited about Chris Nolan movies, but if it's not crazy like Inception was or Interstellar was, I don't think I'm going to be excited about it.
No, I bet you it's going to be like one of those. It's not going to be another Dunkirk. I don't think it's going to be a period.
He's got to be done with Dunkirk style movies, right? Because that was like his passion project, wasn't it? Didn't we read that? He's like, they finally gave me the money to make this movie that I've been wanting to make my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now
what could
that,
he even tackle?
Because it didn't make money. No way did it make
no.
money.
I think it made money, and I think critics liked it, but it's not Interstellar.
Yeah, it's not Interstellar.
It's not Inception. No. It's not The Dark Knight.
And so they're not going to give him another movie like that when they could have another Interstellar.
Well, also, how many pet projects does one director get?
Yeah,
like, he can't go back and be like, I got another one, because it's like, no, you got your
this
one.
This is one for them. That was one for him. Dunkirk was one for him. This is one for them. Hmm. Obviously, because it's only going to take 2 years.
All right,
to
Oni.
Make.
See you later, man. Sleep well. What can he tackle? He's done space and time.
Mm-hmm.
He's done dreams.
Mm-hmm.
He's done magic. He's done a crime movie.
I don't know.
He's done superhero. Mm-hmm. What's next, dude?
Dinosaurs.
Dude, yes! Chris Nolan dinosaur movie, man. I'm in. Nothing is as good as The Dark Knight. I don't know.
I could rewatch The Dark Knight forever.
I could too. I don't know if The Dark Knight is good because of Chris Nolan. I think The Dark Knight is good because Heath Ledger is so good in that movie.
No, because it's really paced really well too. He could have fucked that up. Like, yes, I mean, the Joker's character is the best
right.
almost ever, probably.
He probably is, yeah. The best ever, yeah.
But, like, it could have been ruined by pacing. Because, I mean, Bane was fine. But I don't like Rises because it was just paced horribly.
Right.
There was no sense that.
But that's another
there was
Chris Nolan
six
movie.
Months.
So I would
in
think
between.
That if Chris Nolan knows how to do that and he knows how to do The Dark Knight, I think Heath Ledger is the reason that The Dark Knight works so well.
Maybe.
Because honestly, that movie may not be paced well, but because the Joker is so good in it,
no,
we might overlook
it. I don't think pacing. There wasn't a time issue. There was not a time jump in that movie.
Batman Begins was good as well.
Yeah,
I think Batman Begins is better than Dark Knight Rises.
Because I don't really remember it all that well.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Taco Truck just said Guardians 3. Are you saying that Chris Nolan is going to direct a movie franchise? I don't think it'll ever happen again.
No.
I don't think it'll ever happen again. I don't think so. I don't think Chris Nolan will ever do something that's not his own original thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it can't be as good as The Dark Knight. I think we learned that when he made Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
That he's not going to... There's nothing ever going to live up to that. I think Infinity War with Thanos is probably the closest to being as good as The Dark Knight. And honestly, it's still not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's honestly not close.
No.
Because the brilliance of The Dark Knight is it doesn't feel like a superhero movie.
Mm-mm.
It's just a really great movie. Happens to be about superheroes.
Yeah.
Infinity War still feels like a superhero movie.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's like, I think Captain America Winter Soldier was the only Marvel movie that did a good job of not feeling so superhero.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah. But that one, that's a good one. But again, nowhere near the level of Dark Knight.
I mean, I'd say Civil War, too, on an effect, like, minus the airport battle.
Yeah. It's more character-driven, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, to me, Dark Knight doesn't count as a Chris Nolan movie because it's so out of character for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no real big twists. There's no, you know, it's a very, what's the word for, like, single?
Cookie cutter?
I don't know. It's not cookie cutter. It's just, I don't know. There's no twist or anything. It's just very basic.
Mm.
You know, and it's not bad. It's one of the best movies
Harvey
ever.
Harvey Dent going bad, that ain't a twist?
No, because you knew he was going to be Two-Faced because he's Harvey Dent.
What if he didn't know? Then it was.
But he did. So, what if he turned into a lizard at the end and licked Batman's butt? You know, you wouldn't see that coming either.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Probably be bad.
Straightforward. That's it. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you. Straightforward. But like, Interstellar, Inception, you had no idea where those movies were going the entire time. Nope. So I want more like that. I want more movies like that. I hope he does it. 2020, man.
Yeah.
And they got a year left.
That's crazy. I wonder why they would announce it now.
It's weird to me that when I see that, I now look at that and go, I'm more excited about the trailer than I am about the movie. Because Chris Nolan blew it with me for Dunkirk, so now I'm not excited about his next movie. I'm excited about wondering if I can be excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, yeah. David Fincher's next movie? Excited about it. He's never let me down, you know? Chris Nolan, he blew it. He blew it!
Everybody's got to have one, man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Steven Spielberg's done some shit.
Steven Spielberg makes too many movies, though.
Mm, yeah.
It's not like an event when Steven Spielberg comes out with a movie, because he's making movies for everybody.
Mm. And lizard tongue in your where now?
Your butt.
Your butt.
Batman's butt.
In Batman's butt.
In Batman's...
Right up Batman's butt.
Well, it's not in it. It's on the outside of the butt.
Give it on the butt. It licks the butt. Puts the tongue right on the cheek, lick it.
Please stop.
I'm out of things.
You're out of butt licking jokes now, man?
Butt licking jokes.
All right. I only have one other story, and it's not even worth talking about. Okay. So, this guy right here, Matt Smith, he's going to start with Jared Leto in the Marvel spinoff Morbius, which is the next Spider-Man villain spinoff movie.
What?
Yeah. So,
what?
Matt Smith is in final talks to join Jared Leto in Morbius, a film based on the Spider-Man villain of the same name. So
is this by Sony or Marvel?
This is Sony. So Sony is now, I guess, doing...
Only Spider-Man.
Spider-Man villain movies now. So they did Venom, and now they're going
to
do Morbius.
Well, they got to do something to retain the rights, right?
I don't think they do.
I mean,
I don't know.
Couldn't. I mean, you could not. They could not.
Well,
I mean,
Venom.
Sure,
you said Venom wasn't too bad, and it made money.
It was bad.
What? Wait. You said it wasn't that bad. You said it was good.
Really bad. It was better than I expected.
Okay.
I expected it to be terrible.
I kind of feel like you said it was good.
But the first time I watched it, it was kind of funny. Then I rewatched it, and then it was less funny.
Why would
and
you rewatch it?
And now if I rewatch it again, I feel like I wouldn't.
Why would really you rewatch
laugh.
It?
Because I thought it was funny. The first time I didn't laugh at the movie because I was expecting something different. And so when it hit the funny moments, I was like, oh, wow, that's what is that?
I gotcha.
Is that
But if
funny?
You rewatch Infinity War every time, it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean... No.
Paco,
but,
stop
yeah.
saying doo-doo cannon. Okay?
Nothing's going to match seeing him turn everybody to ash the first time I saw Infinity
Dude,
War.
Blue.
Yeah.
Britt, your opinion on movies is nil, all right?
It was real bad.
She likes Jurassic World 2.
Yeah, it was real bad, man.
And Transformers.
She liked Jurassic World. She said the second one was not as good.
Okay. All right. Thank
second
God.
One was poop. It
poop.
Was straight asshole.
Poop. Hey, did you know Bumblebee is getting a sequel?
Yeah, everybody
How does
said
that
it was
work?
Really good.
Yeah,
they
but
said it,
no
like,
one saw
redid
it.
Redid the franchise.
But no one saw it.
Nobody did. I feel like everyone saw Aquaman.
Right. Which is terrible.
No, Aquaman was good. I'd rewatch that.
You're going to rewatch it and you're going to hate it.
I mean, maybe. No, I mean, the visuals you can't beat.
Well,
some
sure.
of the visuals that they did, like,
but you're
going to
watch it on a little screen?
CGI, but no, just the framing of some shots.
Okay.
Amazing. Like, it was actually art.
Okay.
Compared to just.
Should I watch Aquaman?
Yeah. I would say watch it. Just don't expect anything from the dialogue.
Okay.
Don't expect anything from the dialogue.
What was wrong with Transformers? It exists.
What was wrong with Transformers? Well, the first one was great. It broke everybody's brains with the CGI. And then they perfected that in the second one. And then it got repetitive in the third one. And then they kept doing it over and
Remember
over.
Remember when Stanley
over
Tucci
over.
Was in two Transformers movies as two different characters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to back, actually.
Mark Wahlberg's in them. That's why Britt mm-hmm. likes him.
She hadn't even seen that one, I don't think. I think she said she hadn't seen the last one. Or maybe she's seen him once and can't remember him. I don't remember, but...
Mark Wahlberg's in a lot of movies.
No,
he hasn't been in a lot of something recently, Mark Wahlberg hasn't.
He was just in a movie. It was called Spare Family or something like that.
Spare Family.
Yeah, him and his wife in the movie can't have kids, so they go to adopt one. But then they realize that the one that they're going to adopt has like three other siblings, and so they adopt four at one time.
Oh, I do remember the trailer for that. Yeah. I'm tired of movies about white people and their families.
Right.
I just don't care, dude. I get it. Yeah, you can afford a house. Congratulations on your life.
Instant family.
Instant family. Yeah, he only made two movies this year. I guess he only makes about two movies every
Mile
year.
Mile 22 was also not as good as I expected it to be.
Next one is Wonderland. It's a mystery drama directed by Peter Berg. God, he can he stop working with Peter
with
Berg,
Peter
dude?
Berg, man.
Post Malone is in the cast.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. What?
Post Malone.
What?
That's going to be fun.
Okay, so it's going to be a detective movie that has Post Malone in it. Can't people just do one thing?
No. Not anymore.
Like, why does Post Malone need to be an actor?
He got
to
do a whole bunch of other stuff. Man, he got a little tiny hint of a role in Spider-Verse.
Oh, and he was in, he's in Spider-Verse?
I think he's a character for like a hot second. He also did the song for it, but.
Well, song, that's fine. He's a musician. Do the song.
I don't know, man.
It's like Justin Timberlake, too. Like, does he need to be in things?
He hadn't been in shit.
Oh, he's in that Trolls movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing the kids stuff, man.
Gross.
Can you imagine Post Malone doing a kids movie?
I mean, basically did, man. That Spider-Man
movie. That's Spider-Man, yeah, I guess that's true. Kind of a kids movie. It's weird. I don't know how I feel about Earth.
I don't like it.
It's very weird, mm-hmm. the stuff people do.
Yeah, decisions people make.
People who are famous and then they're not famous. And
so weird.
We just sit here.
What's Don Glover going to do next?
Dude, I hope.
Die?
I don't know.
Because there ain't going to be a haunt. There's not going to be a Solo 2.
There's not going to be a Solo 2.
There's not going to be a duo.
I mean, there is a Solo 2. It's called Star Wars Episode 3,
really.
4, A New Hope.
No, they left it wide open.
Oh, did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Darth Maul's at the end for like a hot second, leading
Darth
up to
Maul's
him being the
movie.
Big bad. And
I saw a great meme the other day. Hmm. It was like Darth Maul cut in half, lives. Anakin Skywalker, limb severed, burned to death, lives. Padme Amidala dies of sadness.
Yeah. They can fix anything in the future minus heartbreak.
She lost her will to live, man. She lost her will to live.
What if Yoda was just like, what the fuck does that mean?
Just stop it!
Why can't he like look into her fucking head with the force? This robot doesn't have the force. Look into her mind, if it's in every living being. Look into her midichlorians, bro.
I don't know, man.
Fucking Star Wars, man. You
so
know what
bad.
I am so not looking forward to? Episode 9.
What if the trailer comes out and it's incredible, though?
It's going to be shit.
You don't know that.
It's going to be shit.
Could be really good. J.J. Abrams, man.
It's going to be
do
shit.
Do you like The Force Awakens?
I mean, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I like the effects. The lightsaber fight was great. Fucking
that lightsaber fight was the worst.
No, it looked great.
Well, but it was the worst.
The effects were so good. It just gives me so much hope for the potential.
Dude, it's 2019.
What one can look like now.
Every movie looks good.
I know, but I want to see it actually be good. That's what I'm saying.
Like, saying the effects are good is like the movie was well lit. Yes, that's a baseline.
It is.
That should be attainable.
It is. Yeah.
Ow! I ripped off my own ear. Dude, I'm excited about
the space battles. Look,
it's gonna
great.
Be great.
Lightsabers look great.
It's gonna be great. Lens flares everywhere.
The plot was just bad.
Dutch angles.
The fact that they could blow up five planets at
I'm
the exact
same
time. I'm
sick of the stupid First Order.
Stupid.
I hate the
also,
First Order.
Also, why is the Resistance a thing? Why isn't it just the Republic?
Why is it movies exist? Why does Kathleen Kennedy get to be a person
why
who makes
did the,
decisions?
Yeah, why did the First Order have to be as bad as the Empire was? Like, why not have it build up?
I don't know.
Like, why couldn't they have been like
because they had
the,
to remake them.
Why couldn't they have been like the guerrilla kind of warfare bad guys? Because they don't have as much power, so they got to do what the Americans did against the British. They got to do it like
it just blows my mind that Kathleen Kennedy gets to, like, it's the opposite for Marvel. Like, Marvel TV, hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, great.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite. Star Wars, like, the TV shows, apparently great. Movies, hit and miss. Doesn't make sense. It's for the kids. People say that. I don't. Here's what I don't get. It's Disney.
Yeah.
Disney does not make bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely will they have a mistake movie.
Yeah.
Okay? Like the A Wrinkle in Time is probably their most recent mistake movie. Mm-hmm. Okay? They don't mess around with Star Wars. So they're bad.
Yeah.
So it's not Disney's fault. It's whoever is in creative control.
Yeah, and then just sign your contract.
That's what I don't understand. Because I don't know any kids who like Star Wars anymore.
No.
Like, I have a 9-year-old. He does not come home talking about it. My friends and I were playing lightsabers today like we used to when we were 9.
Yeah, no. No, so it's not for the kids. So why not try and make them for the people who actually care about them, who is now adults.
Right.
Because they've grown up. And, like, make it actually good and not fucking stupid.
And they're PG-13 like, movies.
I don't get it, man. Yeah, PG-13. Pirates, some chick got shot in the fucking dome.
That's what I'm saying.
On screen.
Marvels are PG-13.
And then they're just going to cut Finn's back and he's just going to live through that.
They put him in that bubble suit, man.
Yeah,
he's
like
fine.
It didn't dislocate every single rib from his spine. Like, the man's dead.
Yeah, dark Star Wars.
Also, it should have, like, Kylo's face should have been, like, half. Like, like, one piece.
Like,
half.
Snoke? Remember Snoke's head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have been like that, man. He got a lightsaber to the face.
Last Jedi, as a set piece, was the best one. Hyperspace jump ship, awesome. Snoke in the lightsaber fight with his guards, awesome.
No.
Come on.
Visually, the first time, yes, but then you rewatch it, you see like four guys like just standing behind, waiting their turn.
Well, dude, they gotta take their turn, man.
Yeah, it's real dumb. How about just make four?
How about Kylo just takes his lightsaber and uses the Force, and then
also there was no Force
and then
against those non-Force using motherfuckers. Rian Johnson could suck my big hairy balls, man. I hate that motherfucker. He had like two good ideas and then ruined the rest of it and forgot things existed. Made up shit and forgot shit existed. Like, that's what happens.
When I watch a movie and I go, wow, I played a video game where some guy... Like, I feel like Star Wars movies should have video game powers. Why
yes.
is it that way?
I don't know, because you can do those effects now.
Right.
You can make it happen.
Like, in the
like,
70s,
have you
couldn't
seen the Force Unleashed game?
Yes! That's...
Like, there are so many Force powers
yes.
in that game that are fucking nuts. And if you brought that into real life in a movie... I would shit my pants.
I know.
And be like, this is the best thing ever.
Why doesn't
but
that
they
exist?
Don't touch the Force. What they do is they give Rey the ability to move every single rock in her mind.
But dude, the
but
rocks,
she
man.
Can't fucking move a guy out of the way into another guy yeah. and lightsaber him
so
all
I'm saying, and literally, I could play Dark Knight, Jedi Forces 2 in 1993, and Kyle Katarn could take his lightsaber and go like scissors, and I could run down a hallway and just slice 800 stormtroopers in half, but Kylo Ren can't just swing his lightsaber around the room and use the Force.
It's real dumb.
It doesn't make sense.
They don't give them odds, man. They
well, I
just
think what they want to do
murder people.
I think what they wanted to do is make it cool. Like, we got to do this awesome set piece lightsaber fight for 10 minutes and give the fans what they want. And what we really want is we want them to be superheroes, like they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Kylo in his full fucking goddamn power. We never saw Darth Vader at his full force.
Right.
I mean, we kind of did, but not really.
I mean, I would say in the prequels, they use the Force way better than they do in these current ones.
Yeah. I mean,
for sure.
The best Darth Vader scene was Rogue One.
Yeah, agreed.
That was the craziest. That actually showed
Rogue
like,
One
I
is
get
my...
how people were like, Vader was scary
yeah.
when they were growing up and they saw the originals. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I look at him like, no.
Yeah.
No, he's an old man with a breathing problem.
No, but he's menacing in Empire, I would say.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, in that Rogue One fucking hallway
yeah.
scene? No.
Rogue One's my favorite Star Wars movie. I think it's the best one they made. Because and you know why? It's because they could do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
They didn't have to worry about Skywalker. It's stupid. Kylo Ren is a loser. You've seen his full power. He's a millennial Sith. The worst one. But we don't disagree with you. Point is that why did they make him that way?
I don't know.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's my problem with it, is the directions that they chose to go, because they could have gone anywhere with these fucking remakes.
Right, they could have. They didn't
they
have to make
gone,
Kylo
no,
the way he is.
They could have gone anywhere, and the decisions that they chose to do for it just irks me.
So maybe the next one
they
will be incredible,
it.
Dude.
They ruined it.
What if in the trailer, Kylo Ren just goes full Super Saiyan, and he's just choking
Then I'll watch it.
Slicing and
then I'll watch it.
Just gore.
We don't give a shit about your character development.
Leia's
Let
just laying
just...
there with her intestines hanging out.
Yeah, and then the one
in.
Superpower you give is to the old woman who's dead already, and you bring her back to life? Have her fly through space? God damn stupid Ryan Johnson, man. That
what
guy,
can he do again?
He could lick my entire ass.
Oh my god, that's it got worse. God.
While I shit in his open mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to get as visually disgusting as I can because that's what he deserves.
Oh my god. That is... That's horrifying. Yep, well, I'm sorry I asked. I don't know how to move on from here.
I want him to be unhinged now. Because I feel like Ray was his last final hope at like being somewhat on the light side.
Maybe there's a giant time jump, so they can just make him completely different and then just be, explain
like
it away
psycho.
By being, he changed during this time. Mm-hmm. You know, they can do that for every character. You know,
yeah, I can't believe there's going to be a time jump.
That's what they're doing. I mean, that's how Leia's dead. She died during the movie, in between, you know?
So dumb.
She just died.
I mean, I get it that every single other Star Wars movie had a time jump in between it. Like, that makes sense. But then they ruined it with this last one by doing it exactly after the last one ended.
Right.
Immediately. So dumb.
That's stupid.
I don't know. Fuck Star Wars.
I have, Ballin. I have. Dumb. Have you beat Leon's story yet, Ballin Hobo? Just out of curiosity. I'm going to start Claire tomorrow. I'm very excited about it. I mean, I'm not excited because the Tyrant horrifies me. But at the same time, I'm also very excited. Because they're really good. But I really hate the Tyrant. And a stomping.
Dude, he's just going to stomp at you. That's all he's going to do.
No, he doesn't just do that. When he catches you, he hits you in the face.
Oh, no. You virtually get hit in the face. You haven't had that happen 5 million times?
You're banned from chat.
You're banned.
You're banned.
You're banned.
All right.
Get out.
Should we end the show?
Yeah, let's end the show.
We should probably just end the show, right? Mm-hmm. I got to get off of Vascular, the people we were looking at. All right, you're at the same place you were yesterday, Ball. That's cool. I get it, man. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching today. We're the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show twice a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, and then once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. Also on Thursdays, after the one-hour episode, Colby plays games. This week, he's playing Detroit Terminator 3. You got to finish it before I run out of Terminator movies. How many Terminator movies are there? Five or six?
I think there's five.
Because it's... 1, 2, 3, and then is it the reboot time jump one with Christian Bale?
Yeah.
And then Genesis?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to go fast. Or we're going to have to start making up Terminator movies. Yeah. Terminator, Terminator 7,
out,
Khaleesi
man.
Rises or
There's
something like that.
Well,
we got that one. We can do that one, too. But, guys, thank you so much for watching. Appreciate it. Sorry, Heiko Landers. Heiko Landers? I don't know which one. I mean, I've been here
in
for 2 hours.
Life face.
Taylor, what is wrong? What is with... Why is Taylor roasting me now?
I don't know. I love it.
She used to be on my side and against you, right? Or am I dreaming
you
that?
You roast me all the time. So
well,
she's
right.
On my side.
Why?
Because it's just got to
If I don't see an exclamation point haircut in the chat for the other show, we're not doing it next week. I'm not going to be here. So, we are doing a show next week, right? You're not canceling it for the Super Bowl or anything?
When is the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, it starts at like... Like, pregame will start at like 4, right as the show ends.
Oh, no, then, yeah, well, I'll leave and go.
Okay.
From here, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure.
We're not skipping Valentine's Day either.
Oh, wow, really?
No.
Uh-oh. You guys aren't breaking up, are you?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, sure. Can we have our own Valentine's Day? Can we just eat chocolate on the show?
Yes, let's you and I have our 11-year relationship Valentine's Day.
That would be great. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all Seth and Colby. If you listen to the audio version, come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. Hit the sub button. We would appreciate your monetary support. It does keep the show going, and it keeps Colby sitting in the chair.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only reason he's here is for money. Did we make any money today, Colby?
No.
We did not. What a waste of our lives. No way. Someone cheer 5 bits right now, and you get to be the big D in the Discord, so... I'm just waiting for 5 bits. Just wait. How long should we wait?
I think that's about it.
You think that's it? No one's going to cheer? Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back on Thursday. All right. Merch, rappedteeth.live. Okay. Not today. Only on Thursday. Yeah. This is it. Here you go. So, sorry. We love you, though. Glad you stopped by and said hello.
Yeah, man.
Rappedteeth.live. That's where you can get merch. Exclamation point Discord in the chat to join the Discord and talk with us. Well, me. In between the shows, because if you at Colby, he'll probably read it.
I will.
But otherwise, he doesn't know you exist.
I don't.
If you're in the Discord. And SethandColby.com.
I still love you, though.
It's where you get everything. Audio version, Spotify.
My phone just doesn't work.
All that stuff. We love you. Thank you guys for being here. We will see you guys on Thursday. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios, friends. Goodbye.